you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Cheese, please, yes, cheese, please, you're so fine.
You want to listen all the time. Snarf-tude and Daffododdle spin their hits. It's all cheesy music, they love it to bits. Well, Snarf-tude is the man in the band. Finding cheesy music is his only plan. Daffodil is sugar, but she's also spice. She might be saucy, but she can be pretty nice. All the cheesy music, they can scrounge. You'll hear the favorites in the Limburger Lounge. Playing all that is wacky, warped, and weird. Googling cheesy music is not to be feared. Celebrity slip-ups, polka, and more. There's even the stuff on the cutting room floor. There's weird instrumentals, people singing flat. So you know why we want to play that. Tornado on the radio, it flies by quick. All this cheesy music is kind of sick.
Cheese Please, in color. Here are your hosts, Snarf-tude and Daffodil.
Welcome! It's another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf-tude.
And I'm Daffodil.
Bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird every week as we cruise in the van with a plan to bring you cheesy music. And it hasn't been bad this year. We've been stopping at thrift stores and yards.
Farmers markets.
Yeah. You enjoy that produce, don't you?
I like the strawberries and the blueberries and the raspberries and the peaches.
The only thing I will touch is carrots. Those beans are like, ooh, those green things, ooh.
You like the potatoes?
Well, yeah, but I prefer the carrots because I have Bugs Bunny built into me sometimes. Occasionally, I wake up in the van and actually say, "What's up, Doc?" to Daffodil, and she freaks and
hits you with a frying pan because you're possessed by Bugs Bunny.
And it's an interesting way to start our day, but that's our life. That's all I get to say. But, you know, we're getting the cheesy music. Coming up a little later on, we have Jamie Junger and a kids album that, you know, it's for kids of all ages, in my way of thinking, called Fishing for Pickles. On top of that, in the Limburger Lounge, you'll never hear the Beach Boys like this ever again. Maybe.
It's a good thing, not a bad thing.
But we're starting off the show this week with some classic disco songs that are not disco.
Well, the songs are disco, but the way they're being presented is not.
It's basically a 70s variety show. If you don't know what a 70s variety show is, Google Brady Bunch Variety Hour, and you'll find something on YouTube, and I think it would make your jaw drop.
Or your ears bleed, one of the two.
Either way, but we have the Lords and Ladybirds coming out with YMCA. That isn't disco. It doesn't sound like disco anyway. But we're starting off with Alan Braden Orchestra with the Mike Sam Singers and Night Fever. Right here on
Cheese Please.
We know how to do it. Give me that. You're listening to the wacky, warped, and wonderfully weird world of
Cheese.
Young man, there's no need to feel down. I said, young man, pick yourself off the ground. I said, young man, 'cause you're in a new town. There's no need to be unhappy. Place you can go, I said, young man, when you're short on your dough, you can stay there, and I'm sure you will find many ways to have a good time. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. They have everything for young men to enjoy. You can hang out with all the boys. It's fun to stay at the
with the Lords and Lady Birds, and I'm wondering if they actually dressed up as the various costume people of the...
No, I doubt that.
Village
they
people.
Don't sound like the kind of people who would dress up like that.
It makes you wonder, though. It's the 1970s variety show set, you might say, because that was a big deal, all those variety shows that happened in the 70s. I kind of wonder if they're all related to Lawrence Welk. I don't know. But
they're copying the format anyway.
And before that, the Mike Sam Singers occasionally popped in and sang, along with the Alan Braden Orchestra, doing the Bee Gees classic Night Fever. Because, you know, even the adults wanted to relate to disco music back then, so that's the adult version of disco songs, I think.
Just
a theory. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you're listening to Cheese, Please. Yes, we are your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
And we head off to an album we found at a thrift store that caught my eye, because the title is called Fishing for Pickles.
Which is kind of, you know, funny.
I have a picture in my head of someone sitting near a body of water with a couple pickle jars and pickles in it, and they put the end of the actual fishing pole.
Well, no, that would be fishing with pickles.
Oh.
Fishing for pickles means they're dropping a hook, and what they're pulling up is a pickle.
Oh, okay. And you have a bit of information on Jamie Junger.
Yes. Jamie Junger is from Nova Scotia, Canada.
Okay.
And he was in a couple of bands.
Gotcha.
One of them was called Bob's Your Uncle.
That's kind of catchy.
Which I like.
Yeah.
And he performed with a whole bunch of famous Canadian people.
Gotcha.
Like Sarah McLachlan and Raffi.
Ooh.
And the Crash Test Dummies.
Gosh. Oh, yeah.
But he left that band, ended up moving back to his home province of Nova Scotia, Canada.
Right.
And then he wrote this album with his daughter, Sadie.
Cool. Which is Fishing for Pickles.
Fishing for Pickles.
And shortly we'll be playing the title cut, Fishing for Pickles. But we're starting off with Jamie Junger singing about how it rained on
Cheese, Please.
Well, it rained and rained and rained and rained and rained. Well, it rained so much that even the ducks complained. I'm getting wet and I'm only getting wetter. Gonna have to buy myself a waterproof sweater. Rained and rained and rained and rained and rained. Well, I start to wonder if I'll ever see the sun again. It's wet, too wet to go out with my friends. I'm stuck inside and the sky is hazy. If it keeps on raining, I'm gonna go crazy. Rained and rained and rained and rained and rained. Well, I got my markers, I got my books and toys. Books and played all the games where the man says, more of the same. Rain and rain and rain and rain and rain. Jumping all of the puddles, go back inside for a fireside cuddle. Rain and rain and rain and rain and rain. Well, it rained and rained and rained and rained and rained. Well, it rained so much that even the fish complained. Crazy. Well, it rained cats and dogs, snakes and frogs, cows and trucks, rakes and hogs. Rained and rained and rained and rained and rained. Well, it rained and rained and rained and rained and rained. Well, it rained and rained and rained and rained and rained. Well, it rained and 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 rained.
Novelty nuggets, musical misfires. Snarf Dude and Daffodil dig up the cheesiest songs you'll never admit to loving.
I've got a fork and I'm fishing for pickles. I'm fishing for pickles. I'm fishing for pickles now. I've got a fork and I'm fishing for pickles. I'm fishing for pickles. I'm fishing for pickles. There's just a couple left in the bottom of the jar. Come out, wherever you are. I almost got a big one, but it got away. But I come back here fishing every day. I've got a fork and I'm fishing for pickles. I'm fishing for pickles. I'm fishing for pickles. I've got a fork and I'm fishing for pickles. I'm fishing for pickles. I'm fishing for pickles. I'd rather have a pickle than a motorcycle. I'd rather have a pickle than a big bag of nickels. Tiny little cucumber swimming in brine. Come out, it's time for me to die. And I'm fishing for pickles. I'm fishing for pickles. I'm fishing for pickles. I've got a fork and I'm fishing for pickles. I'm fishing for pickles. I'm fishing for pickles. They're green and munchy.
pickles. I'm fishing for pickles. I'm fishing for pickles. Now, I got a fork and I'm fishing for pickles. I'm fishing for pickles. I'm fishing for pickles. Now, I've got a fork and I'm fishing for pickles. I'm fishing for pickles. I'm fishing for pickles. Woo! I've got a fork and I'm fishing for pickles. I'm fishing for pickles. I'm fishing for pickles. I've got a fork and I'm fishing for pickles. I'm fishing for pickles. I'm fishing for pickles. Now, I got a fork and I'm fishing for pickles. I'm fishing for pickles. I'm fishing for pickles. Now, I've got a fork and I'm fishing for pickles. I'm fishing for pickles. I'm fishing for pickles. I've got a fork and I'm fishing for pickles. I'm fishing for pickles. I'm fishing for pickles.
Peace, Please, with Jamie Junger and the title cut on the album we're looking at this week, Fishing for Pickles. And apparently Daffodil has a better idea than using a fork. I mixed it up with, like, you know, actually fishing pole and everything.
But... No.
You have a better idea, though.
Well, when you want pickles and the bottle's almost empty,
yes,
I've got this little small spaghetti lifter thing.
Okay.
It's got, like, the little pointy things around the edge, and then it's got a hole in the bottom to drain. I use that to scoop out pickles.
Ah.
It works like a charm every single time.
You saw that online, right?
Nope.
Oh, really?
I figured that out all by myself.
It's a Daffodil original.
I did.
Well, at least now that we have that, I don't have to call that stork to actually put his beak down there and fish out pickles.
I would not want the stork to be sticking his dirty beak in my pickle jar. I don't even like pickles, and I don't like that idea.
Well, you remember that pickle company had that bunch of commercials and branding with that stork one time.
Yes, but he never stuck his beak in a pickle jar.
Well, I can hope anyway, because, you know...
That is so unsanitary.
Wouldn't his beak be smaller than my hands trying to get into the pickle jar?
You also shouldn't be sticking your hand in the pickle jar.
Okay, I'll just stick to your ideas. How's that?
Yeah, so unsanitary.
My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, and now we're going to do this.
Oh, yes. What? Oh, this. Hang on.
Hey, we're roaming the highways and byways, the hotels and motels, to bring you loungy cheese creeping out of the dark corner of the piano. We present live from the Limburger Lounge.
I gotta watch what buttons I push.
Yes, if you push the wrong button, then you're not ready.
Ah, let's go to Jamaica. Or is it the Bahamas?
Well, someplace warm and wet.
Wherever Ronnie and his cup... Oh, that's a big word.
Calypso.
Thank you.
Ronnie and his Calypso Ramblers.
I dipped them with my tongue, I'm sorry.
And the Beach Boys classic, Sloop John B. on...
Cheese, Please!
We came on Sloop John B., my grandfather and me, round Nassau Town, beat it roam. Been drinking all night, we got into a fight. Now I feel so breaker, I want to go home. So let's ice up the John B. sail, see how the mean sails set. Send for the captain, sure I want to go home. I want to go home, I want to go home. I feel so breaker, I want to go home. Well, the cook had the fits and he threw away. People's skirts, a policeman had to come and take them away. They took him to jail without any bail. Now I feel so brave that I want to go home. So let's ice up the John B. sail, see how the mainsail set. Send for the captain, sure I want to go home. I want to go home, I want to go home. I feel so brave that I want to go home. Captain and the mate got drunk, break up the people strong. Policemen had to come and take them away. Take them away, take them away. I feel so brave that I want to go home. So let's ice up the John B. sail, see how the mainsail set. Send for the captain, sure I want to go home. I want to go home, I want to go home. I feel so brave that I want to go home. We'll be right back.
Sail, see how the mainsail set. Send for the captain, sure. I want to go home. I want to go home. I want to go home. I feel so break up. I want to go home.
Keith, please. Ronnie and his Calypso Ramblers doing the Beach Boys classic Sloop John V. I believe they were in the Bahamas, and I'm sure that was a touristy souvenir album you could buy for, I don't know, $5.98.
Did you speed that up on purpose?
I didn't speed it up.
Are you sure? I mean, they didn't sound like chipmunks.
No.
But that felt pretty sped up on purpose.
No, I didn't speed it up. I played it at the right speed, which said 33 and a third on the record and on the turntable.
Yeah, it felt like it was 45.
They're trying to cram more songs in the album, perhaps. I'll have to look.
Well, if it's from somewhere down in the Bahamas or some of those places, maybe they figured people would be so drunk drinking all the rum that they wouldn't notice.
Well, that's very possible.
But we should go back to Jamie Junger first.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit more about Jamie Junger because, you know, those songs were very intriguing.
Well, and the other thing I'm going to say about that album, in Atlantic Canada, they have an organization called the East Coast Music Association, and they have the East Coast Music Awards.
Whoa, you've been really digging.
This was actually nominated for an East Coast Music Award in 2011.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it won, but it was nominated.
Well, every area has their own music awards, I'm sure.
And the other thing, too, is that Jamie Junger has continued to have a solo career. He still performs with a couple of different things. He does a duo with Washboard Dave. He still has a band called Jamie and the Jungernauts.
In other words, he's pretty busy.
He's still busy.
How?
He also teaches music.
Okay.
So he's like a busy, busy, busy boy, and I'm really glad that we had the opportunity to highlight him.
Be careful.
On our show.
Be careful. He'll have to pay us money soon.
Nah. I don't expect money. I like promoting things that I like.
Well, actually, no. We make no money at this show.
Nope.
Absolutely
nope.
No money.
That's why there are no commercials, because nobody wants to pay us.
I don't know. That's why we collect bottles during the summer, and we actually hang out and take care of vehicles in the winter, because that's how we make our money.
And also buy food and live.
But
if any of the listeners want to check out Jamie Junger,
oh geez, throw it in.
He has a website.
Yeah.
So it's Jamie J-A-M-I-E Junger J-U-N-G-E-R .ca.
Okay, yeah, there we go. Now he'll have to pay us money, but he has to figure.
Nope, he doesn't have to pay us money.
But he has to figure out who we are.
He has to actually find out we did this.
Yeah, why not? That's all I get to say. My name is Snark Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and we need to do this right now, or we're going to run out of time.
Oh, jeez. Oh! There we go. Okay, I got it. Oh, boy.
This is a loldy.
Oh, man. Dougie Ward. That's his name. At least it was on the record. Or at least it's on the MP3 I found.
Yes.
And Welcome to My Mind. That's the title. That's all I get to say. Not quite, but just about. Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy. Come join us again for more shenanigans.
Hello, welcome to my mind. You will surely find comfort in the night, shelter from the storm. Welcome to my light. Wander through my thoughts, rambling my hopes, tiptoe through my dreams, leave the world behind. Welcome. welcome to my mind. Welcome to my mind. The world is lonely, and my heart beats only for a star to cast a magic spell. Daylight filters through the darkness when we climb out of our shell. Hello, step into my heart, sweep your fears apart, rush into my arms, tingle down my spine. Welcome to my mind, welcome to my mind. Love just flew through me like a wave that never finds a shore. Yes, the daylight fountain sprinkles through my lifetime. And who could ask for more? Time, power in my lips. Welcome to my mind. Welcome to my mind. Welcome to my mind.
Weekly sample of Da Wacky, Da Warped, and Da Weird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.chezepleeze.